Hello, it's time for another STEM information podcast, what we call our SIPs here at Technology Espresso. And I promise you, this isn't an infomercial, but I just wanted to give you some context about a new symbol that we've been using. It's keep calm and find your steam. And some of you may know about keep calm and carry on. It was an English wartime poster that was distributed, and people now use the keep calm and they change up the saying. So we put keep calm and find your steam. And on the original poster, there was a picture of a crown, but we've replaced it with a steaming hot cup of espresso. So finding your steam. But interesting enough, I was starting to play with the whole play on keep calm, and I actually created one that I did that says, don't keep calm. It's time to stomp for steam. And so some of you may know that our whole Stomp for Steam is an upcoming event on April 30th for people to get out and walk and to display the Stomp for Steam to let people know, to bring about awareness about STEAM and STEAM education opportunities, business opportunities, and even career. And just across the board, allowing opportunities so that everyone can leverage those and have prosperity and the life that they deserve and the life that they desire. So these two events, and when I think about the Stomp for STEAM, I changed the wording to don't keep calm, because I wanted to invoke a sense of urgency, because we can go about our business, and as you know, young people are coming along trying to find who they want to be. But the time to start getting them thinking is actually when they're very young. You know, it's everybody thinks that that's playtime. But what parents need to be alert about is changing that play into things that tie into what their interest and passion might be, and how that passion can turn into a living and a life and a lifestyle for them. And I know that it's hard to do sometimes. And even when I talk to various parents, it's hard, because still as they are turning 30 and 40 and 50, they're still trying to find their passion. So in some ways, they should be able to appreciate that had someone started looking in and giving them options and exposing them younger, then they would be in a good place as they get older. But there's nothing wrong with as you get older. And even to my older listeners, you know, I always go by the mantra that everyone goes through about three different careers in their lifetime. That's the average. That's typical. So you'll go through career changes because you mature, your exposure, your interests, we're always evolving. So first of all, don't beat up yourself if you're still trying to find out what you want to be when you grow up. We often say that, but the reality is, what do I want to be in this phase of my life and based on where my lifestyle is? I kind of looked at my life as four quarters, just like a football game. First quarter, you know, I had one interest and had one lifestyle. Second quarter, it was all about the travel. You couldn't keep me still. Third quarter, which I consider I'm maybe in third quarter right now, is I'm adjusting. I'm changing some things about my lifestyle to my lifestyle, but I'm really enjoying where I am and leveraging all the great things that I did in that second quarter. I'm now leveraging them and finding myself being able to speak and teach and coach others based on that second quarter experience. So it's now a kind of coaching role or a leadership role. So we all go through that, and that's perfectly fine. But now let's circle back to the young people. Imagine if they could take advantage of all the things that you now know. Now, here's a trick. We know young people don't like to talk, listen, or talk to old people. We, in their minds, we don't know what we're talking about. Number one, we don't get it. We're not current. Our advice is from the past. Well, to some extent, that's okay too. Let them teach us, because this is now their era. This is this whole digital era. They were born into it. They, as we say, they were born for this. So they get it. It's how they play. You know, we used to, I can remember back, and we still try to go back to back to our childhoods where, you know, there was still jump rope and kickball and street ball and playing jacks. And okay, they're doing all that to some form or fashion, but it's by interacting with some video game. So they understand a lot more than we do. And sometimes that can be intimidating to adults and parents. But if you embrace it, that's where your mindset has to think outside the box and kind of disrupting the flow of things. Let's listen to the young people. Let them lead. Let them show us. And this way, they get to feel empowered. And when someone is teaching, they then find what their gifts, their talents, and what they're good at. That is an affirmation for them that they are capable and that they do know some things. So it's no longer talking down to young people or talking at young people. It's not even talking with them. It's actually just listening, asking them the questions. Teach me. And I just did that recently, talking to a young person. And they asked me some questions, and I turned it back around and asked them. I said, well, teach me. You've done some research. You've heard about this. And I asked some questions that she didn't have the answer to. And what I loved, it inspired her to go do some research. And she couldn't wait to come back to me and give me an update. She says, well, I know more now. And I want to tell you about, and these are the options. And this is what I found. And so the question she was looking to me, and again, I don't have all the answers. It was something that through our dialogue, it inspired her to actually dig so that now she's the expert on it. And I even told her, I said, well, you need to share that with other people because I bet there's a lot of people that don't know that. So that's just an example. So you'll see both of our messages. Keep calm and find your sting because it's okay. You can find it at any age. But on the other hand, don't keep calm. Let's stump for steam because there's a lot of people who are not having the conversation at all, are not looking at this thing seriously. And one of the things that we really believe is that it's great when any one of us has success, but it's going to be a powerful movement when all of us get to move 2, 3, 4, 5, 10 steps forwards and start leaping forward and as a collective. When that happens, then everyone, the world, will stop and take notice. And that's what's so important. So this is why our message about united we steam and united we are discovering, exploring, and leveraging steam. This is what's going to make a movement. This is what's going to leave a mark on and an impression overall. So if you like, and if you're interested, we have both of the cups that are available on our store. If you want to have a mug that says, keep calm and find your steam, or if you want a coffee mug for your espresso or whatever hot beverage of your choice, you can find that also at our store. And we also have the t-shirts for the Stump for Steam. So if you're going to stump with us on April 30th, you can pick up your t-shirts that say Stump for Steam. All of those are available at Color Me Steam or colormesteam.com. Since we use those two interchangeably, we've got both the URLs covered. So Color Me Steam or colormesteam.com, and you can find the store. If you have more questions about the Stump for Steam event, It's something that everyone can do locally. You just find your local school track, get 10 friends together, and get your paraphernalia for your Stump for STEAM. We want every one of our STEAM teams out there who stump to take a selfie and send it into the URL hashtag Stump for STEAM on April 30th. It's that simple. This is just all about a show of solidarity, a show of community, and us all working together, striving for the same things, a common goal to take the whole community one step further on the STEAM mission. So thank you, everyone, for another episode of our SIP. Thanks. Bye.
You have been listening to Technology Espresso Cafe Radio. For a full list of our broadcast archives, social media handles, contact information, and upcoming shows, visit our website portal at www.technologyespresso.com.net and .org. Call our event hotline 855-484-6837 for a list of STEM-related events in various states across the country. That's 855-484-6837. Your feedback is important to us. Send us an email through our website or directly to technologyespresso@gmail.com. Thanks for listening, and remember to listen, learn, leverage, launch.